Cool temperatures will be the domination for a big part of North America as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. The cool weather is of interest because it is prolonging winter conditions in quite a few areas. For the heart of the U.S. Midwest, the coolness is not going to have a huge impact. We do have some small weather disturbances that will bring some precipitation across the region periodically. And as each one of these systems passes through the region, we will experience a temporary lift in soil moisture. With temperatures not turning a great deal warmer than they should be at this time of the year, in fact, they're actually colder than normal. With temperatures like that, we will probably not be capable of really drying up the soil very well. And that means as we move into the last days of March and get close to the start of the planting season in the lower Midwest, we're probably going to be looking at some pretty wet conditions. Now, we can probably fix that with a week or two of sunshine and warmer weather, and maybe that'll occur, but most of the trend modeling data that we've been looking at here recently does not necessarily offer a tremendous amount of warm weather, even in the early days of April. That could set the stage for some field working delays, and that does seem to be what the marketplace is talking most about here today. Well, the precipitation prospects across the region as we move forward through this week will be dominated by two primary storm systems. The first one's already underway. We have some snow and blowing snow occurring in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. This morning, we'll likely see some rain and thunderstorm activity falling apart across the easternmost fringes of the Midwest, and that will extend down into portions of the Tennessee River Basin as well. As we go through the night tonight, most of the precipitation will exit out of the Midwest. The upper portions of the region will still see snow into tomorrow morning. We will find the showers and thunderstorms out of the eastern Midwest, maybe even a few snow showers coming in behind it, and we'll see rain and thunderstorms down in the southeastern corner of the country. Most of the precipitation that occurs will be light to moderate, I imagine, in the eastern Midwest and the southeastern states, but staying light in the northern portions of the Midwest. And then after the system is gone, it'll be cool across the Midwest for a number of days, probably getting us on into the end of the week. There will be a new storm system that will develop as warmer air tries to come into the region. That new storm system will form in the plains, work its way eastward into the heart of the Midwest, the Delta, even the southeastern states. The storm system will produce a little rain and snow, maybe some freezing rain as we finish out the work week and move into the weekend. A second disturbance will come in behind it, producing some cooler air as well as precipitation, which is likely to change some of that moisture into a snow event. And this will likely take place in the central plains initially and work its way across the northern and central portions of the Midwest as we go deeper into the coming weekend. Another round of cold air certainly will settle into the region after that, and that's one of the reasons why we think that the rest of the month of March is likely to be colder biased. We'll look for some kind of a warm-up maybe occurring in early April, but as I mentioned before, the odds are fairly good that we will not see a prolonged period of warmer than normal conditions, at least not for right now. We see highs only in the teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt. In contrast to that, the lower eastern Midwest will see high temperatures in the 40s and some lower 50s, but we'll be in the 70s, perhaps even near or slightly over 80 degrees the next couple of days in the lower parts of the Delta and parts of the southeastern corner of the country. That warm air down there will abate, though, fairly quickly. We'll see some cooler weather. So move on into the latter part of this week. We'll look for temperatures across the Midwest to be mostly in the 20s and 30s for highs. That'll be like Thursday of this week, with some 40s in the far south. And we'll look for the low temperatures actually going below zero on a frequent basis during the first half of this week in the Dakotas and Minnesota, with positive single digits and teens expected across the remainder of the northern Midwest, with readings in the south being in the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.